KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Floor, because with tile, even though the tile has like an anti-slip built into the finish of it, it could be pretty slippery and you got to be careful, right?
Right. Is that common for ceramic tile floors?
I mean, it's not the material we're talking about. It's the environment in your home, the climate that's causing this to happen. You have high humidity in your house. I don't know why, but you want to check things like, do you have a bathroom exhaust fan? Is it venting the exhaust into the attic rather than the outside? Same thing with your kitchen range hood. Is that ducted to the outside? Or is it just sort of pulling the moist air and putting it right back into the kitchen? You want to look at the drainage around your house. Are the gutters dumping all of the water directly next to the foundation, and then that's getting sucked into the foundation, and then you're getting dampness in the house? All of these things contribute to the humidity level, so you kind of have to take a look at all of it and figure out what that solution is to sort of get the best solution. And we just don't want you slippy slidey, okay, Annette?
Okay, well, I currently use just a single room dehumidifier, and I haven't noticed it in any other place in the house. It's just that one area.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly try another dehumidifier in the space, but it's definitely a larger environmental issue inside your home and not the building material. It's not the tile, okay? So let's look at what's causing all of that moisture and humidity in the house. And you can even just tackle those like one area at a time. Like, you don't have to do everything right at once, but look at the gutters, look at the downspouts, see where the vent fans are depositing. And hopefully, Annette, that can help you with all that moisture and you won't be slipping, all right? Just be careful. All right, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Just ahead, when the windows stay shut for the whole darn winter, that indoor air can get stale fast. Come
Coming up, we're going to share easy and affordable ways to improve your indoor air quality so everything feels fresh this season. That and more after this. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. Jaws, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. Jaws formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the Jaws bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. Jaws, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JawsCleans.com and save 20%. That's JawsCleans.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
If you own a home and need cash, you could unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
You're ready for savings. The Marvel Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho!
Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. Well, if the Money Pit is one of your favorite radio shows, why not make it your favorite podcast? You know, we've only got a couple of weeks left here with the live new shows, so you can still catch the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com, and you'll get all of your best home improvement questions and answers and tips and tricks, all the things you love anytime you want. But first, let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's up?
Have you been to Alaska, Leslie?
I have not.
Let's do a remote out there. It's gorgeous.
I would love to.
Let's go there. But in the meantime, we could talk to Mary, who's from Alaska.
But you know, Jim, you and I would have very different goals for an Alaska trip, I imagine.
Why is that?
Mine would be skiing and Northern Lights. Yours would be...
Definitely for the scenery and the fishing.
All right. So yours is a summer trip. We'll just have to go twice.
Okay.
So where's Mary? We're going to go visit her as well.
It sounds like she has a problem with her hot water at her place. What's up, Mary?
I have hot water heaters downstairs, and I considering going to a tankless.
All right. Well, Mary, if you don't mind two vagabond visitors, Jim and I will happily come and help you with this project. But we have to come twice because we have very different Alaska dreams. All right. So, Mary, what kind of fuel do you have in the house? Is it gas or electric?
Electric.
All right. Well, with electric, you can't really go with an electric tankless water heater because the tankless water heater technology is really designed for those gas water heaters. But what you can do is switch to something called a heat pump water heater. And a heat pump is high efficiency electric water heating. So it's going to save you some money. And it also typically will qualify you for a variety of different types of energy rebates. But it's going to be more expensive than your traditional just tanked electric heater, because with an electric water heater, you know, it's running 24/7, it's pretty expensive. With a heat pump, it basically kind of uses the refrigeration concept that you use with a heat pump air conditioner to try to provide some of that warmth of the water. So it's less expensive to operate, and I think it really comes down to how much you want to spend for the unit. Are you going to be in your house a long time? Because it's not like you pack that thing up with you when you leave. You want to make sure you're investing something that you're going to spend time to enjoy, or if you're selling, you know you're going to see a big return on investment of it right away because you wouldn't have stayed there long enough after just installing it to see that return. What I would suggest you do as well is add a timer to it. There's a device that's not too expensive. It's a heavy-duty timer designed for a 240-volt appliance, and you basically set that water heater to come on, like maybe around dinner time, stay on through all the evening showers and baths, and then come on again in the morning for the morning routine of getting ready to start your day. That water is still going to remain warm throughout the day, but instead of running it 24/7, maybe it's only on 8 to 10 hours, and that's definitely going to save you some money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I was just trying to get rid of the tanks of water.
Mm-hmm.
Bust on me one time. I don't want that to ever happen again, and I was really hoping I could get rid of all that water sitting down there in one place.
Well, I tell you what. Chances are that if you have experienced a busted water tank that flooded, I'm going to say it's never going to happen again because it's just not that common. And I mean, that would be the most awful luck in the world if it happened to you twice. I mean, that would just be bad. So another thing you can do is if you've got Wi-Fi in the home, there's lots of smart home products that are out there, including some that are leak detectors that basically get mounted to your basement floor. And if you ever get a flood again, it will alert you. And maybe you can send a neighbor over immediately to check on the house and turn off the water main.
Yeah, I know. They have shut-off valves and all that kind of stuff now, too. But I just wanted to get rid of all of it.
Yeah, they have them, but they're really expensive, and you're not going to see any energy savings. Is there anything like propane that you could use for fuel?
No, we heat with fuel oil.
All right, yeah. So I think the best thing that you can do is either put a timer on your standard water pump heater or get a heat pump water heater. Anyway, I think those are probably the best options for you, and maybe down the road the electric technology will improve with those tankless options.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's kick things off with something that affects every single home, indoor air quality. You know, once the winter hits and the windows get shut tight, that air inside can get stale pretty quickly. But the good news is there are easy, inexpensive things that you can be doing right now to help you breathe easier. And one of the biggest factors here in your indoor air quality is your HVAC filter. Now, if you haven't changed yours recently, now is the time. A dirty filter doesn't just trap the dust. It will make your home system work harder, and then it circulates that debris right back into your house. Now, what you want to look for is that MERV rating, and that's the filter's ability to catch fine particles. A MERV 11 to 13 filter is kind of that sweet spot for most homes. It captures allergens and dust without overloading the system, and if you have pets, you want to make sure that you're changing that filter more often. Now, next up, let's talk about humidity, because cold outdoor air holds very little moisture,
so that indoor air humidity often drops dramatically in the winter months. And that can lead to dry skin, static electricity shocks, sinus irritation. Hence, Leslie is still stuffed up after how many weeks?
Yeah, no doubt.
And it can also damage your wood floors and your furniture. Now, a cool mist humidifier can actually help restore that balance, but don't overdo it. You want to aim for a humidity range of 35 to 45%. Too much moisture can cause condensation on the windows. That can encourage mold growth. And speaking of mold, you want to make sure that you're ventilating when you cook or you take a shower. You want to run that range hood or your bathroom fan for at least 20 minutes after you're done, because that's going to pull the moisture out. It will help remove odors and airborne grease from the kitchen. And if you like houseplants, they can add a bit of freshness. They're not miracle air cleaners, but they do increase humidity gently, and they bring a natural feel to the room. Snake plants, pothos, peace lilies, they're all good low-maintenance options. And as you know, I do not have a green thumb, but I can keep a snake plant alive, and a peace lily can, like, grow like the Dickens here in my house.
Nice.
Yeah. It's really amazing. And finally, just be mindful of the cleaners that you use. Heavy chemical cleaners and strong fragrances can degrade your indoor air quality, so opt for mild soaps, vinegar-based cleaners, and unscented options when you can. And none of these steps require a renovation, just a little awareness. With a few small changes, you're going to breathe easier all season long. All right, now back to more of you. Jim, who's next?
We're heading down south where Michael's got a question about a pool deck that's cracking up. Ooh, what's going on there, Michael?
We just bought this house last fall, and around the pool, it has four or five cracks. I mean, it's not terrible, but they do show through the existing topical coat that they have on that concrete. Now, I want to grind this off, but what can I put in those cracks that will not show when I resurface it?
Yeah, this is super common with, you know, a surface around a pool. Just because the edge of the pool and the nature of what goes into the ground to surround your pool structure is a little softer, so you tend to get a little bit more movement, and it does require a bunch of maintenance with the cracks. So Quikrete makes a product just for that, and it's simply called Crack Seal. And it's a blended sort of latex emulsion, and it's designed to flow in and then solidify into those cracks. And you're allowed then, after it solidifies, to just finish on top of it with whatever your choice is. So that really is a pretty common issue around pool decks. But I would just encourage you to fill those cracks with the right material. A lot of people try to fill those cracks again with mortar or more concrete.
No.
And it just cracks again, and it falls right out. And it's something you're going to be doing over and over and over again. So you definitely want to use a product that's designed for this. Definitely look into the Quikrete's Concrete Crack Seal, because that is exactly what it does. I mean, it really is a wonderful product. My sister's home had a pool that had a very lovely slate surround to the pool itself. And same thing, it would chip. But we live in New York, so it sort of had that freeze-thaw cycle. So it definitely took a lot more abuse than Florida does. But it's the same thing. If you're trying to put concrete, which they did before, I was like, hey, don't do it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's an issue, and you're just going to keep chipping away at it. Even when I walk the dog on our block, somebody has an uneven, you know, concrete in front of the house, and they sort of did a triangular patch with fresh concrete, and every time I walk Shermie by it, like, I can feel that piece getting looser and coming away. So if you don't go with the right product there, Michael, it's just never going to last.
Yeah, and if you're going to be doing something over and over again, shouldn't it be, you know, painting brick? Or staining your deck, you know? Come on.
Really fun stuff. Yeah, so Michael, just check out the Quikrete Crack Seal for concrete, because that's what it does. Thanks so much for joining us these last couple of weeks here on the Money Pit. Coming up, do you have a room that just never feels warm enough, no matter how high you put up the heat? Up next, we're going to share some smart weekend projects that can help you warm up those chilly spaces, so stick around.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Work with 25 NGOs worldwide.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust. In an easy-to-digest segment, when it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Voice assistants like Alexa, Google, and Siri are always listening for its wake word, that prompt that wakes them up to send them into action. But have you ever wondered if those apps are listening to your conversations? Hader Sarmat is from 24/7 Labs, and they've done some research here.
There's growing evidence from the data from these devices, along with information from your browsing history, location, even previous conversations with family, that could help create a detailed profile about you. If you ask your smart assistants for the weather in Cancun and mention vacation plans, you might find travel ads popping up soon afterwards. While the device itself may not be processing this information specifically for ads, these companies use other data sources like recent searches, your app activity, location history to build these connections.
The bottom line being, your online activity can create a profile for advertisers.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. So, Jim.
Yes.
I have the craziest story. We've had a lot going on at home. I found out that having a 17-year-old who drives a car is super expensive car insurance. So I had to like get new car insurance for everything. And that meant getting new insurance for the house and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
And a few months back, they sent a note that was like, log in to the Hover app and take 45 minutes to take pictures of every angle of the house and inside and outside and measurements. But if you don't want to do it, we'll send somebody by. And I was like, check to I don't want to do it. Please send somebody by. Yesterday, I open up a letter that says here, the dwelling has physical conditions that present an extreme likelihood of significant loss, and we have been unable to obtain information. Specifically, the front steps of the dwelling lack safety handrails, undisclosed renovations, and information and photos of electrical, heating, and plumbing. We are canceling your policy. And I was like, what the heck is this? So I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell's going on? I'm like, I don't have renovations. I have a railing on my front steps. I'm like, did they go to the wrong house?
Yeah, it could be, but you have a north address, right?
So I call up the person who lives at the south address, and I'm like, Jim, are you doing work at your house? Maybe they went to the wrong house. And he's like, no, we're not doing any work. So then I, like, transposed my house numbers and was like, maybe they reversed it. So I drove by that house. No work. So I get to Good Morning America, and I'm talking to my co-partner, Russell, and I'm like, Russell, what the hell? Can you believe this? And he's like, you know, sometimes they don't actually send anybody, and they Google image your home. So I type in my address in Google, and a picture shows up from May of 2025 when I replaced all my windows on the first floor. And all the windows are out, and there's construction debris everywhere, and a dude on a ladder. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, they didn't actually come and look at the house. They looked on Google Image and didn't even pay attention to the May 2025 stamping in the corner and assume that my house is full of holes still 6 months later.
Your heating bill must be huge.
I'm like, are you kidding me? So I reach out to, like, my insurance person who helped me get the policy, and I'm like, this is what I think happened. Here's a picture of my beautifully closed up, festively decorated home today, and this is from 6 months ago when there's holes in my house and dudes on ladders and construction things clearly putting in new windows that were leaking, by the way. And if you took a minute, insurance people, you would have seen this instead of making me sleepless for two nights.
And they got turned around, right?
No, not yet. They're still sorting it out. They sent them all the pictures. They explained that obviously you're looking at a six-month-old image from Google and, like, get in your car, folks.
There you go.
So hopefully this thing gets all turned around because I don't sleep enough as it is, and this is stressful. But listen, guys, if they send you a thing saying, like, hey, take some pictures, take the pictures.
Yeah, we're rethinking that, huh, Leslie?
Woof! 45 minutes then seems like a cakewalk compared to the stress I've had.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, my God!
Well, keep us posted if it happens by next week.
Listen, if it happens in the next week, you, my Money Pit family, will know. Jim is, of course, going to know because I'm going to call him and be like, Jimmy! Can you believe it?
Nice.
Anywho, let's get back to you guys. Do you have an insurance story? Because I bet you all do. What's going on?
And now in Little Rock, we've got Nancy, who has some plumbing issues going on at her Money Pit. So what's going on there, Nance? Fill us in.
We've got a 22-year-old house, and about a month ago, only the cold water in the master bathroom got a real bitter taste. And even a tiny sip is just enough to really make you feel sick. I've just quit using it for drinking. I will get my water out of the hot water tap before it gets hot. And that's what I'll use to rinse my mouth and everything, brushing my teeth.
Are you finding the issue in other faucets of the house?
None of the rest of them have any problems like that at all. They seem to be going just fine. The upstairs bath, the kitchen, the hall bathroom, don't have any issues with the taste of the water.
And you have an ice maker with a water line, too? Is there anything weird going on there?
Yes, the ice maker, just all of a sudden here, a few weeks ago, I started getting almost blue ice cubes.
Wow.
I poured the ice out, and I threw away the blue ice cubes, and then I poured the ice out, and it ran, and I got clear ice cubes, but I poured them out and got some more, and it seems to be doing fine. I haven't seen it come back.
Yeah, that's super unusual, but we've got some ideas here. I mean, I'm not convinced that you're absolutely right. I think what I would do here is, first, are you on city water or are you on well water?
We are on city water.
All right, so I would report this to the water company and request that they test the water at your house. And secondly, I think you should test the water by hopping online and finding a good comprehensive water testing kit. They're not expensive. They're going to test for a whole host of contaminants, and they're going to test that water and see what comes back. And if you ever see something odd again, like with that nasty-tasting water, if you taste that cold water and it tastes really bad, grab some of that immediately and send that in for a test. And I would do a little research on your own by testing the water to see if we can figure out what's going on, because it definitely doesn't sound right. Sometimes fixtures deteriorate and you get more metal and more metal leaches into that water. But I don't know what's happening here. It doesn't hurt to replace that fixture in the master bath, but I'd be really concerned about that water condition in the whole house, so I would definitely start there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, if you've got one room at home that just never seems to be warm, even when the rest of the house is toasty, you're not alone. You know, there's a few simple fixes that make a noticeable difference, and most can be done in a single weekend. So first, look for drafts. Windows are going to be your usual suspects, like Kaiser Soze. And it's a really easy fix. You know, you can use rope caulk. It's removable, it's moldable, and it's perfect for sealing those small gaps around those exterior window frames. And then there's also window insulation films. I mean, those are incredibly effective, and they peel right off in the springtime. Now, next, you want to look at your outlets and your switch plates on the exterior walls, because behind those plates is usually a hollow box that can leak a lot of cold air. And you can install inexpensive foam gaskets behind those covers, and it will make a surprisingly big difference. Now, the floors can also make a room feel really cold, even when the thermostat says otherwise. So add an area rug or layer a small rug over your carpeting, and that's going to help insulate and cut down that icy feeling underneath your feet. And if you have big, drafty windows, why not try thermal curtains? During the day, keep them open, let the sun warm the room. At night, close them up to lock that heat inside. Now, for homes with baseboard heaters, you want to make sure the furniture and the curtains aren't blocking that airflow. A blocked heater is going to waste energy, and it won't warm the room properly. And don't forget your ceiling fan. I know we talk about this a lot, but make sure that switch lets you run those blades in reverse at a slow speed, because that's going to push the warm air down towards you instead of trapping it near the ceiling. And if you rely on space heaters, use them safely. You want to keep them 3 feet from anything flammable. You want to place them on a flat surface and make sure that they have that tip-over shut-off option. And one more place that leaks heat is your attic hatch. You can add some weather stripping or a gasket cover to seal that opening. And that's a small project, but that does have a huge impact. Now, a few simple tweaks can turn that cold, stubborn room into one of the coziest spaces in your home. Perfect for this time of year. This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Well, the holidays are coming fast, and the kitchen is about to become the busiest place in your home. Up next, we're going to share quick kitchen organizing tricks that make cooking, hosting, and cleanup so much easier without buying a single fancy gadget. That's coming up next. Metal roof.
roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com.
Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Hope you're ready for savings. The Marvel Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
If you own a home and need cash, you can unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high-interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. I'm that guy. He's Jim Kenzie.
I'm the chief troublemaker here, chief bottle washer.
I know, we need one. I prefer a troublemaker to a bottle washer, but anyway, well, you could be both, and I'll be thrilled.
I'll be multitasking. What are we covering, Leslie? What do we got going?
We got a lot, but also, you guys, listen, the Money Pit, even though we're going away in a couple of weeks, the podcast, you're still going to be able to listen to it. You'll still hear my annoying nasally voice and Jim, and you'll be remembering Tom. You can check it all out at moneypit.com/podcast or download it on your favorite pod platform. But first, you guys, Jim, who's next?
Pete is in Pennsylvania. He's on the line with a siding question. Tell us what's going on, Pete, and what we can do to help out.
Well, it appears that the wind blew a piece of siding off the house. I was able to snap it in place and nail that piece of siding in a different place, but I find that the rest of the siding in that area, oh, maybe 25, 30 foot square, it all flops and it's not really locked together. How do I get that back together?
All right, was it originally together and now it's all disconnected?
Yeah, we moved in October, and I mean, everything looked fine.
I mean, here's the thing with vinyl siding. Generally, it's put on very loose. It's not nailed solid. And the reason for that is because it's vinyl, it kind of expands in the summertime and contracts, you know, with the weather and the sunlight. And if it's not loose,
then you're going to see buckling, and that's going to look terrible. So when you say it's kind of floppy, I mean, if the pieces are disconnected from one another, that's one thing. But if it's just loose where you can kind of grab the piece and slide it back and forth on the wall, that's normal. Now, there's also a tool called a zip tool that's made specifically for vinyl siding, and it kind of helps you reconnect pieces that may have become disconnected. And that generally is what happens here. So remember, the siding's supposed to be loose. Otherwise, it looks very wavy in the summer when it gets too hot on that side of the house. And the zip tool, if you need to reconnect, you can pick that up at any home center.
All right, thanks.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for calling. All right, well, now is the time to talk about the room that gets the most action this time of year.
The bathroom?
Ah, that's a good one. No, I'm talking about the kitchen, you guys. Whether you are cooking or hosting or just making cocoa for the kids, a little organization now is going to save you a ton of frustration later. So let's start by clearing the counters. Before you bring out festive decor or your baking supplies, give yourself the room to actually work. Put away appliances that you're not needing. Recycle the junk mail. Wipe down the surfaces. Next, you want to think in zones. Create a baking zone with your flour, sugar, spices, measuring cups, all in that one area. Make a prep zone with cutting boards and knives. Keep your spices near the stove, but not so close that the heat ruins them. If your counters tend to collect clutter, and, you know, no excuse, it happens to everybody, use trays or baskets to sort of corral all those items. A small tray can hold oils, salt, pepper, neatly, very nicely, right next to where you use them. A basket can keep all of those coffee supplies together, and that's super helpful when you have guests over and maybe you're sleeping in or taking a nap and they want to make themselves a cup of coffee. It really is great. And you can keep the mugs with it, the cocoa mix, the hot cocoa toppings, all kind of in one spot. Now, before that holiday cooking ramps up, check your cookware. Do you have the right roasting pan? Are the sheet pans warped? Is your mixer missing an attachment that you're going to need? A quick inventory now will avoid those last-minute trips to the store. And also take a few minutes to make space in your fridge and your freezer. Toss the old leftovers, the expired sauces, the mystery item that you're like, what is this? I don't remember ordering that. You know, you're going to need room for the supplies. You're going to need room for the big meals. You're going to need room for the leftovers. Trust me. And finally, tackle that tricky pan storage. Vertical organizer racks keep your lids and baking sheets upright. You can use tension rods to create dividers and stacking skillets with protective pads to help prevent the scratches definitely helps free up space. A little organization now is going to make your holiday cooking smoother, faster, more enjoyable. Plus, hopefully this organization sort of glides you right into the new year so that everything continues to be smooth operating.
While it's a pretty well-known fact that poinsettia flowers, while beautiful, can be dangerous if eaten, but it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. We'll share tips to keep you and your pets safe next on The Money Pit with Leslie's Last Word.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Build it sooner, meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I've got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The economy is making some record-setting gains, while the cultural fiscal package may be heading deep into the red. Find out why on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and that guy is Jim Kenzie. Hey, Jim.
Leslie, a lot of folks know, it's a pretty well-known fact, actually, that poinsettias, while beautiful, can be really dangerous if eaten. But it turns out there's other holiday flowers way more toxic. Leslie has tips to keep you and your pet safe in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, Jim, do you remember many, many, many years ago, Tom sent me like a winter holiday.
Oh, it's a great story. Yeah.
A winter holiday centerpiece, and somehow the dog ate like a bunch of holly leaves, and I was like, huh, I think I remember seeing something about holly leaves being bad. And I looked it up, and sure enough, it was like, poison, danger, danger.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
truly,
a holly plant can be super deadly. I mean, if you eat 20 holly berries, you could die. 1 or 2, tummy ache, but 20, whoa, it's over for you guys.
And a dog, probably a lot less than that even.
Yeah, I guess it's based on your size, but I remember calling like animal poison control, and they were like, immediately grab a turkey baster and spray some rubbing alcohol. Was it? No, peroxide. Don't do rubbing alcohol. Peroxide down your dog's throat. And like, truly, I remember Lammy like puked immediately. But I was like, wow, all these beautiful holiday plants are super duper duper bad. Mistletoe, yeah, romantic, nice. Also diarrhea, nausea, blood pressure problems, and sometimes even fatalities when the berries are eaten. So,
and that's just the relationship that goes with it.
Yeah. I like that one. But truly, better just get a fake mistletoe. Or if you insist on having a real one, like put it really high, get it out of the way, you know, just make sure kids and animals can't get to it. And this is another beautiful holiday flower, amaryllis, and also paper whites, narcissus. They can cause heart arrhythmias and convulsions if their bulbs are digested. Mm. And pets are especially susceptible to those flowers, so keep them far from reach of any hungry or curious animal. I mean, it's nutty. If you think any of these plants were eaten, call local poison control. Be prepared to give them the name of the plant, the exact part of the plant that was eaten, when it was eaten, if you have an idea of how much was eaten. Also know, like, the time, the age, the weight, like, all of that about the person, like, what condition they're in, even with the animal. And I don't know, I've never called people poison control, but animal poison control made me pay for their answers. So also have a credit card ready.
Money well spent.
Truly.
Yeah. I just purchased an early gift from our girl, Freya, and it's called Pet Emergency, and it's basically activated charcoal paste in a big syringe. And if they eat something they shouldn't, and that's their proper move, you've got activated charcoal on hand, you open their mouth, shoot it down their throat, and it could save their life. So keep that in mind.
Jeez, that is good to know. And Sherman eats everything, so maybe I need to get that for him.
There you go.
All right. Well, be careful. Enjoy those flowers, but enjoy them safely and carefully. So before we wrap up, I really do just want to take a moment to share something from my heart. You know, these final few weeks here of the Money Pit have made me reflect on just how many memories this show holds. Your calls, your questions, the laughs, and yes, even the bloopers. They've mostly been Jim's, but I made some too, I guess. And Tom also. I mean, I've really been thinking a lot about Tom, and his voice just echoes through every segment that we do here. Tom believed that every homeowner could take on more than they thought they could, and that fixing something, no matter how small, can give you the confidence far beyond your four walls, and I will carry that with me always. So as we head into the week, I hope you take on a small project, something simple that makes your home a little safer, a little cozier, and a little more you, and think of Tom as you do so. Remember, guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
It Takes Two is a health initiative raising awareness about the importance of complete testing and early diagnosis of chronic kidney disease, or CKD, among people who are at greater risk, including those with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure. The program provides education and resources to empower at-risk adults to work with their doctors and encourage healthcare professionals to use two tests, EGFR, a blood test, and UACR, a urine test, to help detect CKD. Dr. Charles Vega, primary care physician.
CKD is a progressive, potentially life-threatening condition caused by kidney damage that affects the body's ability to filter blood. More than 35 million U.S. adults have CKD, but 90% don't know they have it. Most people have no symptoms until the disease is advanced, leading to irreversible kidney damage.
Thelma, two-time kidney transplant recipient.
My journey with kidney disease has inspired me to help others. It Takes Two, you and your doctor, to help get the full picture of kidney health. Learn more at testyourkidneys.com.
Sponsored by
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll meet tomorrow with President Trump in Florida. Zelensky says the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine during the talks, and the 20-point plan under discussion is nearly ready. The talks are the latest development in the U.S.-led diplomatic push to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Meanwhile, Russia's bombardments of Ukraine's capital continue. BBC correspondent Samira Hussein has more.
Into this morning, in fact, the air raid sirens have been sounding off. There are still drones that are coming into Ukrainian airspace. And according to Ukrainian officials, there were some 500 drones that were launched from Russia over Ukraine and some 20-odd missiles as well. The main target has been the capital here in Kyiv. And there has been some infrastructure damage there. And according to the Ukrainian military, there has been damage to some residential buildings here as well.
Economist Steve Moore says the amount of fraud in government-run programs like Obamacare is inexcusable.
The fraud rates of these programs can be 10, 15, 20%. I called up some of the banks and some of the insurance companies and said, what's your fraud rate? In the private sector, the fraud rate is about 2 or 3%. If they had 5% fraud, they'd be out of business. And we have 10 and 15% fraud in the federal agency.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled or delayed across the Northeast and Great Lakes as a winter storm disrupted one of the busy travel weekends of the year. As of Saturday morning, New York City had received around 4 inches of snow, but at least 1,500 flights were canceled as the weekend began. California has dropped a lawsuit against the Trump administration over a federal government's withdrawing of $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. The administration has said the authority running it doesn't have a viable plan. News and analysis at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
What began decades ago is now coming to an end. South Korea is ending the Foreign Adoptions of Korean Children program. We hear more on the story from correspondent Donna Water, who files this report from Washington.
The South Korean government says it plans to end foreign adoptions of its children. The announcement comes hours after the United Nations Human Rights Office released South Korea's response to investigators urging that the country spell out concrete plans to address the grievances of adoptees who were sent abroad with fake records or were abused by their foreign parents. South Korea faces growing pressure to deal with widespread fraud and abuse in its adoption program. South Korea's Vice Minister of Health and Welfare says Korean adoptions will be phased out over a five-year period until it reaches zero adoptions in 2029. I'm Donna Water.
Breaking news at townhall.com. Hogs are just naturally curious and extremely intelligent, and because of their size and strength, they often get what they want, especially wild ones.
In Mississippi, wild hogs create about $70 million in damage every year between eating crops and damaging property. Farmers, researchers, the state and federal government are trying to fight the infestation, but it's a never-ending battle. Farmer John Parker Campbell and his father use traps and have electric fencing around their property. The fencing is effective, but it's an expensive initial investment and costs thousands of dollars each year to maintain. Over the past four decades, the wild hog population has spread from 17 states to 35. Keith Peters, Washington.
Fishermen in Cyprus are now targeting invasive lionfish, which have spread from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean. These fish threaten local species and the livelihoods of fishermen. Italian authorities have asked the public to report sightings of lionfish and other non-native species. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Twin River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit twinriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti, and with me, as always, is my good friend, who I will miss chatting with, Jim Kenzie. Hey, Jimmy.
Certainly. I'm still going to be bothering you, though, Leslie.
I know. But, you know, I'm going to miss talking shop, except I'm going to call you to talk shop anyway.
But you never know. We might be talking shop tomorrow, and who knows? Life is a funny way of doing stuff.
I know, and we have to stay positive. And we want you guys to enjoy these last few weeks here of the Money Pit. So as we do move through the last few weeks of the program, I really do want to just say how grateful I am to have shared this journey with all of you. And, of course, I continue to honor the memory of my longtime co-host, Tom Kreitler, whose knowledge and wit and heart shaped the show for so many years. And we do have another great hour ahead here with practical projects that you can tackle this season. So I say let's jump in. The home improvement water is fine. Sometimes it's choppy and cold, but it's fine, you guys. So coming up, when the windows stay shut all winter long, indoor air, it gets stale and sometimes unhealthy. So coming up, we're going to share easy, affordable ways to improve your indoor air quality, reduce those allergens, and keep your home fresh all season long. And do you have a room in your house that never quite feels warm enough, no matter how high you crank up the heat? We're going to share some smart weekend projects that can help you warm up those stubborn, chilly spots without replacing the heating system. And you're running out of time, guys. The holidays are coming up fast, and the kitchen is about to become the busiest place in your home. We're going to share quick kitchen organizing tricks that will make cooking, hosting, and cleaning up so much easier without buying a single fancy gadget. But first, as Tom would say, it is the ho-ho home improvement season. So we want to help you create your best home ever. Give us a call right now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's first?
Leslie Scott is in Illinois, and he has a driveway question. So, Scott, fill us in, please.
We have a house that's 13 years old, and our driveway is finished in aggregate at the surface, which is a little rough. The problem is it's now starting to crumble. And I wonder what's the best alternative to try to repair that.
Now, when you say aggregate, are you talking about like a stone surface?
Yes, it's a little rough, right.
Yeah, that's a little hard to maintain, that surface. Is your driveway sloped? Is it pitched? Is that why you're dealing with a rough surface?
Yeah, it's only a mild slope. It's about 3 degrees.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to repair a surface like that because it's so rough right now. So the thing that you might think about is replacing.
Yes.
You know, the problem with driveway construction is that even though we all think driveways are as tough as roads, they're really not. I mean, they're just kind of a thin layer, so they really do have a shorter lifespan. And if it's starting to crumble and it's not that old, I think you're just going to see it to continue to deteriorate, and you might be looking at a replacement rather than a repair.
Probably maybe better to do it in cement rather than put up aggregate.
I mean, if you go with cement, that would be a really tough surface. You just have to think about it since it's pitched. You want to make sure, and you know, you're in Illinois, that you've got a really strong surface on there that's going to give you some traction because you do end up with ice and snow. You don't want to make it too smooth. So you have to make sure if you go with concrete that it's got some traction on it so that you're not going to slip or spin out in the car. I think it's a great option.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome, Scott. Good luck.
Annette in Mississippi is on the line. Leslie, and she has a flooring question. How can we help you out today, Annette?
I have ceramic tile in my kitchen and den, and I've noticed condensate on top of the surface of the tile, and I was just wondering what causes that.
Well, interesting. You know, condensation is caused by the difference between temperatures in a spot. So if you have a cold floor and a warm, humid house, then, you know, I mean, think about it like the summertime. You go outside and maybe you have a glass of like iced tea with ice cubes in it. And inside it's all lovely. And then you go outside into the hot weather and the outside gets all drippy and condensation. That's because that warm air is striking the outside of the glass. It's cooling. It releases the water. And that's why you're seeing the condensate. I mean, that's definitely what's happening with your floor. Now, a couple of things that you could do is maybe think about dehumidifying the space inside your home just to get that moisture air out. You know, if it's drier air inside, even if it's warmer, you're not going to see that condensation as much. So to dehumidify, there's a couple of ways that you can do that. Now, you can have an appliance called a whole home dehumidifier, and that gets installed into your HVAC system, and those can take out a lot of water, like 90 pints of water a day out of the air in your house. This isn't like the little dehumidifier where you've got to dump a little bucket. This is like a big mama that gets installed right into the HVAC system and gets rid of that water. And it can also actually reduce the cost of your air conditioning, because everybody thinks that air conditioning is the only way to dehumidify a house, but it's actually not, and it's not that good of a dehumidifier, frankly. If you were to add a whole home dehumidifier in addition to your air conditioning, you're going to find that it pulls a lot of moisture out of the air, and then it makes that air a lot more comfortable. When it's cool in the house, it might not feel so clammy and chilly, and it will dramatically reduce or completely eliminate that condensation that you're getting now on the floor. Because with tile, even though the tile has like an anti-slip built into the finish of it, it could be pretty slippery, and you got to be careful, right?
Right. Is that common for ceramic tile floors?
I mean, it's not the material we're talking about. It's the environment in your home, the climate that's causing this to happen. You have high humidity in your house. I don't know why, but you want to check things like, do you have a bathroom exhaust fan? Is it venting the exhaust into the attic rather than the outside? Same thing with your kitchen range hood. Is that ducted to the outside? Or is it just sort of pulling the moist air and putting it right back into the kitchen? You want to look at the drainage around your house. Are the gutters dumping all of the water directly next to the foundation, and then that's getting sucked into the foundation, and then you're getting dampness in the house? All of these things contribute to the humidity level, so you kind of have to take a look at all of it and figure out what that solution is to sort of get the best solution. And we just don't want you slippy slidey, okay, Annette?
Okay, well, I currently use just a single room dehumidifier, and I haven't noticed it in any other place in the house. It's just that one area.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly try another dehumidifier in the space, but it's definitely a larger environmental issue inside your home and not the building material. It's not the tile, okay? So let's look at what's causing all of that moisture and humidity in the house. And you can even just tackle those like one area at a time. Like, you don't have to do everything right at once, but look at the gutters, look at the downspouts, see where the, you know, the vent fans are depositing. And hopefully, Annette, that can help you with all that moisture and you won't be slipping, all right? Just be careful. All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Just ahead, when the windows stay shut for the whole darn winter, that indoor air can get stale fast. Coming up, we're going to share easy and affordable ways to improve your indoor air quality so everything feels fresh this season. That and more after this. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWS Cleans. Redmans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
If you own a home and need cash, you could unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
You're ready for savings. The Marvel Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit. Well, if The Money Pit is one of your favorite radio shows, why not make it your favorite podcast? You know, we've only got a couple of weeks left here with the live new shows, so you can still catch The Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com, and you'll get all of your best home improvement questions and answers and tips and tricks, all the things you love anytime you want. But first, let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's up?
Have you been to Alaska, Leslie?
I have not.
Let's do a remote out there. It's gorgeous.
I would love to.
Let's go there. But in the meantime, we could talk to Mary, who's from Alaska.
But you know, Jim, you and I would have very different goals for an Alaska trip, I imagine.
Why is that?
Mine would be skiing and Northern Lights. Yours would be...
Definitely for the scenery and the fishing.
All right. So yours is a summer trip. We'll just have to go twice.
Okay.
So where's Mary? We're going to go visit her as well.
It sounds like she has a problem with her hot water at her place. What's up, Mary?
I have hot water heaters downstairs, and I'm considering going to a tankless.
All right, well, Mary, if you don't mind two vagabond visitors, Jim and I will happily come and help you with this project. But we have to come twice because we have very different Alaska dreams. All right, so, Mary, what kind of fuel do you have in the house? Is it gas or electric?
Electric.
All right, well, with electric, you can't really go with an electric tankless water heater because the tankless water heater technology is really designed for those gas water heaters. But what you can do is switch to something called a heat pump water heater. And a heat pump is high-efficiency electric water heating. So it's going to save you some money, and it also typically will qualify you for a variety of different types of energy rebates. But it's going to be more expensive than your traditional just tanked electric heater. Because with an electric water heater, you know, it's running 24/7. It's pretty expensive. With a heat pump, it basically kind of uses the refrigeration concept that you use with a heat pump air conditioner to try to provide some of that warmth of the water. So it's less expensive to operate. And I think it really comes down to how much you want to spend for the unit. Are you going to be in your house a long time? Because it's not like you pack that thing up with you when you leave. You want to make sure you're investing something that you're going to spend time to enjoy. Or if you're selling, you know you're going to see a big return on investment of it right away because you wouldn't have stayed there long enough after just installing it to see that return. What I would suggest you do as well is add a timer to it. There's a device that's not too expensive. It's a heavy-duty timer designed for a 240-volt appliance, and you basically set that water heater to come on, like maybe around dinner time, stay on through all the evening showers and baths, and then come on again in the morning for the morning routine of getting ready to start your day. That water is still going to remain warm throughout the day, but instead of running it 24/7, maybe it's only on 8 to 10 hours, and that's definitely going to save you some money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I was just trying to get rid of the tanks of water.
Mm-hmm.
Bust on me one time. I don't want that to ever happen again. And I was really hoping I could get rid of all that water sitting down there in one place.
Well, I tell you what. Chances are that if you have experienced a busted water tank that flooded, I'm going to say it's never going to happen again because it's just not that common. And I mean, that would be the most awful luck in the world if it happened to you twice. I mean, that would just be bad. So another thing you can do is if you've got Wi-Fi in the home, there's lots of smart home products that are out there, including some that are leak detectors that basically get mounted to your basement floor. And if you ever get a flood again, it will alert you. And maybe you can send a neighbor over immediately to check on the house and turn off the water main.
Yeah, I know. They have shut-off valves and all that kind of stuff now, too. But I just wanted to get rid of all of it.
Yeah, they have them, but they're really expensive, and you're not going to see any energy savings. Is there anything like propane that you could use for fuel?
No, we heat with fuel oil.
All right, yeah. So I think the best thing that you can do is either put a timer on your standard water pump heater or get a heat pump water heater. Anyway, I think those are probably the best options for you, and maybe down the road the electric technology will improve with those tankless options.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, let's kick things off with something that affects every single home, indoor air quality. You know, once the winter hits and the windows get shut tight, that air inside can get stale pretty quickly. But the good news is there are easy, inexpensive things that you can be doing right now to help you breathe easier. And one of the biggest factors here in your indoor air quality is your HVAC filter. Now, if you haven't changed yours recently, now is the time. A dirty filter doesn't just trap the dust. It will make your home system work harder, and then it circulates that debris right back into your house. Now, what you want to look for is that MERV rating, and that's the filter's ability to catch fine particles. A MERV 11 to 13 filter is kind of that sweet spot for most homes. It captures allergens and dust without overloading the system, and if you have pets, you want to make sure that you're changing that filter more often. Now, next...
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Fresh. freshness. They're not miracle air cleaners, but they do increase humidity gently, and they bring a natural feel to the room. Snake plants, pothos, peace lilies, they're all good low-maintenance options. And as you know, I do not have a green thumb, but I can keep a snake plant alive, and a peace lily can, like, grow like the Dickens here in my house.
Nice.
Yeah. It's really amazing. And finally, just be mindful of the cleaners that you use. Heavy chemical cleaners and strong fragrances can degrade your indoor air quality, so opt for mild soaps, vinegar-based cleaners, and unscented options when you can. And none of these steps require a renovation, just a little awareness. With a few small changes, you're going to breathe easier all season long. All right, now back to more of you. Jim, who's next?
We're heading down south where Michael's got a question about a pool deck that's cracking up. Ooh, what's going on there, Michael?
We just bought this house last fall, and around the pool, it has four or five cracks. I mean, it's not terrible, but they do show through the existing topical coat that they have on that concrete. Now, I want to grind this off, but what can I put in those cracks that will not show when I resurface it?
Yeah, this is super common with, you know, a surface around a pool, just because the edge of the pool and the nature of what goes into the ground to surround your pool structure is a little softer, so you tend to get a little bit more movement, and it does require a bunch of maintenance with the cracks. So Quikrete makes a product just for that, and it's simply called Crack Seal. And it's a blended sort of latex emulsion, and it's designed to flow in and then solidify into those cracks. And you're allowed then, after it solidifies, to just finish on top of it with whatever your choice is. So that really is a pretty common issue around pool decks, but I would just encourage you to fill those cracks with the right material. A lot of people try to fill those cracks again with mortar or more concrete.
No.
And it just cracks again, and it falls right out, and it's something you're going to be doing over and over and over again. So you definitely want to use a product that's designed for this. Definitely look into the Quikrete's Concrete Crack Seal, because that is exactly what it does. I mean, it really is a wonderful product. My sister's home had a pool that had a very lovely slate surround to the pool itself. And same thing, it would chip. But we live in New York, so it sort of had that freeze-thaw cycle. So it definitely took a lot more abuse than Florida does. But it's the same thing. If you're trying to put concrete, which they did before, I was like, hey, don't do it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's an issue, and you're just going to keep chipping away at it. Even when I walk the dog on our block, somebody has an uneven, you know, concrete in front of the house, and they sort of did a triangular patch with fresh concrete, and every time I walk Shermie by it, like, I can feel that piece getting looser and coming away. So if you don't go with the right product there, Michael, it's just never going to last.
Yeah, and if you're going to be doing something over and over again, shouldn't it be, you know, painting brick? Or staining your deck, you know? Come on.
Really fun stuff. Yeah, so Michael, just check out the Quikrete Crack Seal for concrete, because that's what it does. Thanks so much for joining us these last couple of weeks here on the Money Pit. Coming up, do you have a room that just never feels warm enough, no matter how high you put up the heat? Up next, we're going to share some smart weekend projects that can help you warm up those chilly spaces, so stick around.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
The festive season can be one of the happiest times of the year, but it can also be one of the worst. Tragically, rates of domestic abuse spike over the holidays, fueled by family pressures, financial stress, and more time spent at home. YSL Beauty, as part of their ongoing Abuse Is Not Love initiative, are highlighting five internal warning signs of intimate partner violence. Dr. Sarah Kubrick tells us more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sarah Kubrick, the millennial therapist. I'm a researcher, a speaker, and author of It's On Me. I specialize in identity, relationships, and trauma, having spent a decade studying the intricacy of infidelity and intimate partner violence. Right now, I have the privilege of co-publishing with YSL Beauty, and we're looking at five internal signs of intimate partner violence, what it's like to be her. Not just talk about her, but really what is that experience like? You can find incredible resources on YSLBeauty.com. They also work with 25 NGOs worldwide.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Voice assistants like Alexa, Google, and Siri are always listening for its wake word, that prompt that wakes them up to send them into action. But have you ever wondered if those apps are listening to your conversations? Hader Sarmat is from 24/7 Labs, and they've done some research here.
There's growing evidence from the data from these devices, along with information from your browsing history, location, even previous conversations with family, that could help create a detailed profile about you. You ask your smart assistants for the weather in Cancun and mention vacation plans, you might find travel ads popping up soon afterwards. While the device itself may not be processing this information specifically for ads, these companies use other data sources like recent searches, your app activity, location history to build these connections.
The bottom line being, your online activity can create a profile for advertisers.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is a global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. So, Jim.
Yes.
I have the craziest story. We've had a lot going on at home. I found out that having a 17-year-old who drives a car is super expensive car insurance. So I had to like get new car insurance for everything. And that meant getting new insurance for the house and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
And a few months back, they sent a note that was like, log in to the Hover app and take 45 minutes to take pictures of every angle of the house and inside and outside and measurements. But if you don't want to do it, we'll send somebody by. And I was like, check to I don't want to do it. Please send somebody by. Yesterday, I open up a letter that says here,
The dwelling has physical conditions that present an extreme likelihood of significant loss, and we have been unable to obtain information. Specifically, the front steps of the dwelling lack safety handrails, undisclosed renovations, and information and photos of electrical, heating, and plumbing. We are canceling your policy. And I was like, what is this? What the heck is this? So I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell's going on? I'm like, I don't have renovations. I have a railing on my front steps. I'm like, did they go to the wrong house?
Yeah, it could be, but you have a north address, right?
So I call up the person who lives at the south address, and I'm like, Jim, are you doing work at your house? And maybe they went to the wrong house. And he's like, no, we're not doing any work. So then I, like, transposed my house numbers and was like, maybe they reversed it. So I drove by that house. No work. So I get to Good Morning America, and I'm talking to my co-partner, Russell, and I'm like, Russell, what the hell? Can you believe this? And he's like, you know, sometimes they don't actually send anybody, and they Google image your home. So I type in my address in Google, and a picture shows up from May of 2025 when I replaced all my windows on the first floor. And all the windows are out, and there's construction debris everywhere, and a dude on a ladder. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, they didn't actually come and look at the house. They looked on Google Image and didn't even pay attention to the May 2025 stamping in the corner and assume that my house is full of holes still 6 months later.
Your heating bill must be huge.
I'm like, are you kidding me? So I reach out to, like, my insurance person who helped me get the policy, and I'm like, this is what I think happened. Here's a picture of my beautifully closed up, festively decorated home today, and this is from 6 months ago when there's holes in my house and dudes on ladders and construction things clearly putting in new windows that were leaking, by the way. And if you took a minute, insurance people, you would have seen this instead of making me sleepless for two nights.
And they got turned around, right?
No, not yet. They're still sorting it out. They sent them all the pictures. They explained that obviously you're looking at a six-month-old image from Google and, like, get in your car, folks.
There you go.
So hopefully this thing gets all turned around because I don't sleep enough as it is, and this is stressful. But listen, guys, if they send you a thing saying, like, hey, take some pictures, take the pictures.
Yeah, rethinking that, huh, Leslie?
Woof! 45 minutes then seems like a cakewalk compared to the stress I've had.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, my God!
Well, keep us posted if it happens by next week.
Listen, if it happens in the next week, you, my Money Pit family, will know. Jim is, of course, going to know because I'm going to call him and be like, Jimmy! Can you believe it?
Nice.
Anywho, let's get back to you guys. Do you have an insurance story? Because I bet you all do. What's going on?
And now in Little Rock, we've got Nancy, who has some plumbing issues going on at her Money Pit. So what's going on there, Nance? Fill us in.
We've got a 22-year-old house, and about a month ago, only the cold water in the master bathroom got a real bitter taste. And even a tiny sip is just enough to really make you feel sick. I've just quit using it for drinking. I will get my water out of the hot water tap before it gets hot. And that's what I'll use to rinse my mouth and everything, brushing my teeth.
Are you finding the issue in other faucets of the house?
None of the rest of them have any problems like that at all. They seem to be going just fine. The upstairs bath, the kitchen, the hall bathroom, don't have any issues with the taste of the water.
And you have an ice maker with a water line, too? Is there anything weird going on there?
Yes, the ice maker, just all of a sudden here, a few weeks ago, I started getting almost blue ice cubes.
Wow.
I poured the ice out, and I threw away the blue ice cubes, and then I poured the ice out, and it ran, and I got clear ice cubes, but I poured them out and got some more, and it seems to be doing fine. I haven't seen it come back.
Yeah, that's super unusual, but we've got some ideas here. I mean, I'm not convinced that you're absolutely right. I think what I would do here is, first, are you on city water or are you on well water?
We are on city water.
All right, so I would report this to the water company and request that they test the water at your house. And secondly, I think you should test the water by hopping online and finding a good comprehensive water testing kit. They're not expensive. They're going to test for a whole host of contaminants, and they're going to test that water and see what comes back. And if you ever see something odd again, like with that nasty tasting water, if you taste that cold water and it tastes really bad,
grab some of that immediately and send that in for a test. And I would do a little research on your own by testing the water to see if we can figure out what's going on, because it definitely doesn't sound right. Sometimes fixtures deteriorate and you get more metal and more metal leaches into that water. But I don't know what's happening here. It doesn't hurt to replace that fixture in the master bath, but I'd be really concerned about that water condition in the whole house, so I would definitely start there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, if you've got one room at home that just never seems to be warm, even when the rest of the house is toasty, you're not alone. You know, there's a few simple fixes that make a noticeable difference, and most can be done in a single weekend. So first, look for drafts. Windows are going to be your usual suspects, like Kaiser Soze. And it's a really easy fix. You know, you can use rope caulk. It's removable, it's moldable, and it's perfect for sealing those small gaps around those exterior window frames. And then there's also window insulation films. I mean, those are incredibly effective, and they peel right off in the springtime. Now, next, you want to look at your outlets and your switch plates on the exterior walls, because behind those plates is usually a hollow box that can leak a lot of cold air. And you can install inexpensive foam gaskets behind those covers, and it will make a surprisingly big difference. Now, the floors can also make a room feel really cold, even when the thermostat says otherwise. So add an area rug or layer a small rug over your carpeting, and that's going to help insulate and cut down that icy feeling underneath your feet. And if you have big, drafty windows, why not try thermal curtains? During the day, keep them open, let the sun warm the room. At night, close them up to lock that heat inside. Now, for homes with baseboard heaters, you want to make sure the furniture and the curtains aren't blocking that airflow. A blocked heater is going to waste energy, and it won't warm the room properly. And don't forget your ceiling fan. I know we talk about this a lot, but make sure that switch lets you run those blades in reverse at a slow speed, because that's going to push the warm air down towards you instead of trapping it near the ceiling. And if you rely on space heaters, use them safely. You want to keep them 3 feet from anything flammable. You want to place them on a flat surface and make sure that they have that tip-over shut-off option. And one more place that leaks heat is your attic hatch. You can add some weather stripping or a gasket cover to seal that opening. And that's a small project, but that does have a huge impact. Now, a few simple tweaks can turn that cold, stubborn room into one of the coziest spaces in your home, perfect for this time of year. This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, the holidays are coming fast, and the kitchen is about to become the busiest place in your home. Up next, we're going to share quick kitchen organizing tricks that make cooking, hosting, and cleanup so much easier without buying a single fancy gadget. That's coming up next. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Hope you're ready for savings.
The Marvel Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
But also, you guys, listen, the Money Pit, even though we're going away in a couple of weeks, the podcast, you're still going to be able to listen to it. You'll still hear my annoying nasally voice and Jim, and you'll be remembering Tom. You can check it all out at moneypit.com/podcast or download it on your favorite pod platform. But first, you guys, Jim, who's next?
Pete is in Pennsylvania. He's on the line with a siding question. Tell us what's going on, Pete, and what we can do to help out.
Well, it appears that the wind blew a piece of siding off the house. I was able to snap it in place and nail that piece of siding in a different place, but I find that the rest of the siding in that area, well, maybe 25, 30 foot square, it all flops and it's not really locked together. How do I get that back together?
All right, was it originally together and now it's all disconnected?
Yeah, we moved in October, and I mean, everything looked fine.
I mean, here's the thing with vinyl siding. Generally, it's put on very loose. It's not nailed solid, and the reason for that is because it's vinyl. It kind of expands in the summertime and contracts, you know, with the weather and the sunlight, and if it's not loose, then you're going to see buckling, and that's going to look terrible. So when you say it's kind of floppy, I mean, if the pieces are disconnected from one another, that's one thing. But if it's just loose where you can kind of grab the piece and slide it back and forth on the wall, that's normal. Now, there's also a tool called a zip tool that's made specifically for vinyl siding. And it kind of helps you reconnect pieces that may have become disconnected. And that generally is what happens here. So remember, the siding's supposed to be loose. Otherwise, it looks very wavy in the summer when it gets too hot on that side of the house. And the zip tool, if you need to reconnect, you can pick that up at any home center.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Pete. Thanks so much for calling. All right. Well, now is the time to talk about the room that gets the most action this time of year.
The bathroom?
Ah, that's a good one. No, I'm talking about the kitchen, you guys. Whether you are cooking or hosting or just making cocoa for the kids, a little organization now is going to save you a ton of frustration later. So let's start by clearing the counters. Before you bring out festive decor or your baking supplies, give yourself the room to actually work. Put away appliances that you're not needing. Recycle the junk mail. Wipe down the surfaces. Next, you want to think in zones. Create a baking zone with your flour, sugar, spices, measuring cups, all in that one area. Make a prep zone with cutting boards and knives. Keep your spices near the stove, but not so close that the heat ruins them. If your counters tend to collect clutter, and, you know, no excuse, it happens to everybody, use trays or baskets to sort of corral all those items. A small tray can hold oil, salt, pepper, neatly, very nicely, right next to where you use them. A basket can keep all of those coffee coffee supplies together, and that's super helpful when you have guests over and maybe you're sleeping in or taking a nap and they want to make themselves a cup of coffee. It really is great. And you can keep the mugs with it, the cocoa mix, the hot cocoa toppings, all kind of in one spot. Now, before that holiday cooking ramps up, check your cookware. Do you have the right roasting pan? Are the sheet pans warped? Is your mixer missing an attachment that you're going to need? A quick inventory now will avoid those last-minute trips to the store. And also take a few minutes to make space in your fridge and your freezer. Toss the old leftovers, the expired sauces, the mystery item that you're like, what is this? I don't remember ordering that. You know, you're going to need room for the supplies. You're going to need room for the big meals. You're going to need room for the leftovers. Trust me. And finally, tackle that tricky pan storage. Vertical organizer racks keep your lids and baking sheets upright. You can use tension rods to create dividers and stacking skillets with protective pads to help prevent the scratches. Definitely helps free up space. A little organization now is going to make your holiday cooking smoother, faster, more enjoyable. Plus, hopefully this organization sort of glides you right into the new year so that everything continues to be smooth operating.
While it's a pretty well-known fact that poinsettia flowers, while beautiful, can be dangerous if eaten, but it turns out that other holiday flowers are actually far more toxic. We'll share tips to keep you and your pets safe next on The Money Pit with Leslie's Last Word.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with a schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free, and you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got you.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you could support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The economy is making some record-setting gains, while the cultural fiscal package may be heading deep into the red. Find out why on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of Liberty Nation.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.